This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Cian Connaughton from Crime Stoppers. Good morning, Cian.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm very good, John. Thanks. And thanks for having us on to talk about Crime Stoppers.
I know this morning there was a launch of the annual report, and by all accounts it's been a very successful year. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Which would you like to tell the listeners about Crime Stoppers and what you do?
So Crime Stoppers is a free phone number. It is 1800 25 0025, and it was a confidential line that was established in 1988, and it's based on a very successful international model. And that is where we provide a service, a free phone service, where members of the community can call up and provide information about criminal activity that they know about, but it's 100% confidential. They remain anonymous, and there's no issue for them in terms of fear of recrimination or anything like that. So it's a way of people giving information to the Gardaí that I suppose they wouldn't necessarily give to the guards by going down to the local station, but it's provided on the Crime Stoppers free phone number in a totally confidential and anonymous manner, and that's open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. every day.
Is this an independent organisation, or is this a Gardaí Síochána Con organisation?
So Crime Stoppers is a trust that was set up back in 1988, and we are independent. We certainly cooperate with the Gardaí, and we have a number of both public and private sector organisations who work with us and who would provide funding for the day-to-day running of Crime Stoppers. And we're always interested in finding or talking to businesses who might be interested in getting involved. Obviously, it's very important for us to have the funding to keep the Crime Stoppers operation on the road.
And when somebody rings Crime Stoppers, do they get to talk to a person?
Yeah, so all calls to the Crime Stoppers number, that's 1800 25 0025, they're all answered by a trained Gardaí, and they're dealt with in the strictest confidence. So callers don't need to leave their name or their address.
So it's the Gardaí that actually answer the phone, and the person will get to talk to a Garda.
It is, exactly. It is. And they're all trained. And as I say, they are dealt with by very experienced professionals, but they don't need to leave their name or their address. And, their number that they're dialing from is also withheld. So it's on a totally confidential basis that the information is given.
Now, what sort of calls would you get, Cian? Like, what sort of crimes would people be reporting?
So the service receives calls from all parts of Ireland, from all members of the community, and it really relates to everything and anything. It's a confidential service, so we get information on everything from drugs to theft, murder in some instances, internet and computer-based crime, car crime, fraud. So it's really, really anything and everything. Yeah.
So this is not actually a number that people could ring and say there's a crime happening now at the moment and expect the Gardaí to arrive. This is it's not an emergency sort of number, if you know what I mean.
I suppose, John, the best way to put it is that, the guards are really the first port of call for people reporting criminal activity. But in the instances where people would feel that they don't want to give their details to the guards, that this is an alternative in that situation, and it provides them with an anonymous way of giving any important information they know about criminal activity to the guards, but obviously remaining anonymous and it kind of being treated in a confidential manner. So it's an alternative. It certainly is in no way replacing the primary function of the Gardaí in terms of maintaining law and order and fighting crime.
And information now that's given over this confidential phone line, would that be used in a court case as evidence in a court case, or would the guards not be able to use that because it's anonymous?
To be honest with you, John, the best way of looking at it is that the information given certainly goes then into the wider array of information that the guards would deal with in any particular case when they're trying to solve it. So the information would certainly be used by the guards, but as to whether you know it is used in court, it's not really it's not really, I suppose, for me to say. All I can say, and the important point, I suppose, for people to bear in mind, is that the information is completely anonymous and completely confidential, and they can rest assured that all calls since 1988 have been dealt with in that manner, and they will continue to be so.
Yeah, and so people who have witnessed maybe a violent crime and are probably afraid, terrified to report it, they're guaranteed more or less that this is confidential and their names won't be mentioned, their telephone numbers won't be mentioned.
That's it exactly. I think anyone who might be, who might be concerned that they have some potentially, I suppose, important information. Obviously, no one can judge whether their information is particularly crucial to a particular case, but they might feel that they have information that will be pertinent to a Garda inquiry, whether it's a missing persons, whether it's something to do with drugs, whether it's even a traffic offence. Whatever the activity is, if people want to give it in a confidential and anonymous manner to the Gardaí, this is the best way to do it, as opposed to the alternative of actually calling your local Garda station or calling into your local Garda station.
And you mentioned funding there earlier on. You get your funding from sponsorship, is it, or is there fundraisers and things like that?
No, the funding is through both public and private sector organisations would fund the activities of Crime Stoppers. So some of our main sponsors currently include the Department of Justice and Equality, the Vintners Federation of Ireland, the Department of Health, Dundeel and Ulster Bank.
Right, now, as we mentioned earlier on, the annual report was launched this morning. How did that go, Cian?
Yeah, the launch went very well, and I suppose the purpose of it is to make people aware that the information provided to Crime Stoppers is making a very valuable contribution to the fight against crime. We received approximately 138 calls every month during 2014, and much of that information then proved very valuable when it came to fighting crime and solving cases.
So you said 139 calls per month.
That's it, yep.
That's it, yeah, that's a lot of calls. Tell us a bit more about the success of Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, so the calls came from throughout Ireland, and so all areas and all types of communities. I suppose the most common calls were about the areas including drug dealing, sexual offences, cybercrime and road traffic offences. So they were the most common ones that we received during the year. And then maybe just to talk through some examples of the cases that were then successfully cracked as a result of information provided anonymously to Crime Stoppers. In Leinster, we had some drugs, which included heroin, cocaine and cannabis herb, were seized and arrests were made. In Munster and Connacht, cannabis was seized and arrests were made. Then evidence for an attempted murder was also recovered. There was an individual arrested for internet-based sexual offences. Illegal immigrants were identified. A viable firearm was seized. Two high-powered cars were recovered from a car ringing gang, and then there were also some arrests made for fraudulent selling of electronic goods. So what you have there, I suppose, is a wide array of the cases that were successfully cracked as a result of information being provided to the Crime Stoppers number, which, just to mention again, it's 1-800-250-0025.
Okay, and anybody can ring that without fear of recrimination. And you mentioned an attempted murder there. So that was actually information received, and somebody's life was actually saved because you say you had an attempted murder.
That's it. I suppose what we're doing is we're trying to give examples of some of the really important work that was enabled as a result of the information. Unfortunately, we can't really go into much detail because I suppose we're very keen to retain the anonymity and the confidentiality of the service. But the details that we have provided today, I suppose, really go to illustrate to people that the phone calls to Crime Stoppers really do have an important impact and make an important contribution. I think that's something that the Gardaí would acknowledge, and it certainly is looked upon as a great resource by them.
Yes, it sounds great. It's great, very successful. Now, people thinking of ringing Crime Stoppers will talk to a guard. Do the guards volunteer to man the phones, or is it part of their duty?
That is that's a part of it. It would be a full time member of a Garda Síochána.
And they're trained, and they'll be very understanding in talking to people if people did want to ring Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, that's it.
If people want more information, is there websites or?
Yeah, the website is www.crimestoppers.ie, and certainly more information will be available up there.
And again, the number is 1-800-250-0025. And what sort of hours are there? Is there certain hours?
Yeah, so the Crime Stoppers free phone number operates from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. every day.
Is there anything else now you'd like to add, Cian?
No, thanks very much for the opportunity, John. I suppose I just encourage people to bear in mind that we're always happy to take calls, and we really value the contribution that people make when they decide to get in touch with Crime Stoppers. And then we're always interested in potential new sponsors or businesses or other organisations who'd like to get involved with Crime Stoppers. It really is a community effort, and it's always appreciated.
And if anybody wants to get involved, they go onto the website, is it, and they get information there? Or
They can contact the Crime Stoppers number itself, so it's 1-800-250-0025.
Well, listen, it's great work you're doing, and I'd say to anybody out there to contact you, no need to leave names or addresses or phone numbers or anything like that. It's complete confidential. Okay, Cian?
Great. Okay, thanks, John.
Okay, Cian, right. Thank you very much for taking my call this morning.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you.